When it comes to tourism, China seems to be making headlines all the time. 2 years ago, Chinese tourists became the world's top international tourism spenders. And in 2 years' time, 100 million Chinese will become global travelers, according to John Kester from the United Nations World Tourism Organization.
Chinese economy has been growing very fast. With that, you do see a process of urbanization, and we do see that growth of disposable income of Chinese people has quite increased. When we saw, for instance, that the gross domestic product per capita in 2000 was below $1,000 per Chinese, while in 2012 that had gone up to 6,000. So it's more than sixfold in a bit more than a decade. That already shows that prosperity of Chinese has quite grown.
Chinese outbound tourism expert Pierre Jovois from China Elite Focus says a new trend is emerging among Chinese travelers.
Now, most of Chinese tourists don't want to travel in group anymore. They want to take the time to choose carefully their destination, to choose carefully their hotel, to choose the shopping program they will have, and they want to do it by themselves, searching on the web.
These are often younger, more affluent travelers who have already taken their first trip overseas and are now more keen to explore countries and understand cultures.
5 years ago, that was the main reason for traveling, doing shopping. But now, since 2 years, 3 years ago, we see that more and more Chinese tourists want to discover the culture. For example, in the United States, we have seen more and more Chinese visitors coming to have horse riding experiences in the American West. In Australia or in New Zealand, Chinese tourists come to do some sports, to have an active lifestyle.
And the online world is playing a key role in influencing these travelers. Jens Treinhardt is the co-founder of Dragon Trail Interactive. His company tracks content shared by Chinese tourists on social media.
When any Chinese tourist, even if it's an individual traveler or if it's a tour group, is looking to go anywhere, they would go online, and even if it's looking at the destination or the hotel or the attraction website, or looking at social media, what have other people experienced.
Home to the most number of billionaires in Asia, China is also contributing to another sector, the luxury travel market.
Rich Chinese tourists are likely to own 3 cars, 4 watches. Say, when we look at surveys, the favorite hotel chain is Shangri-La. When they stay at hotels and they shop, the favorite brands that they look at are high-end French brands right now, from Louis Vuitton, Hermès, Chanel, Cartier, and so on. So that's not going away. People are getting a little bit more niche as well, where they're looking to explore other high-end brands as well.
And shopping remains an important activity for many, according to Pierre Jovois from China Elite Focus.
Shopping is an important part of the trip, because luxury stores in China sell luxury goods at a higher price point than you can find luxury products in Western countries or in duty-free stores.
Travel experts say destinations such as Hong Kong, Macau and Thailand remain favorites, while Australia, New Zealand and the United States are also popular with Chinese travelers. But with growing incomes, Chinese tourists could be keen to explore new regions such as South America and Africa. John Kester from the Madrid-based UN World Tourism Organization says it will be years before China becomes a mature market for travel, signaling the Asian giant's potential has yet to be fully realized.
In 2013, for the first 9 months, Chinese outbound spend was still one of the fastest growing in the world. So having become the number one outbound market in 2012 with $102 billion, in 2013, for the first 9 months, they spent another 28% more. So we will have, if the trend continues for the last quarter of the year, we will have another 28 billion U.S. Spent this year. Well, that's a growth rate that's really is exceptional.